Okay, let's learn Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on the top of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph on the second line. So once we say that the last thing we mentioned is this din called Basus L'Davar Aser. So the Gemara tells us a Maisa that relates to Basus L'Davar Aser. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rabbi Yassi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Chanin, Amar Rabbi Ramos, Li Hita Rebbe Letalta Machta Ba'Afra. Rebbe allowed me to be metaltel the shovel for the Lavona together with the ashes that are in it. And the Gemara understands at this point that the Afer, the ashes that are in it, are Muktzah, and nevertheless he was allowed to take that shovel because once you're carrying the shovel, you can carry the ashes that are in it. So asks Rabbi Zeir to Rabbi Yassi, Amar Rabbi Zeir to Rabbi Yassi, Miyamar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say you're allowed to be metaltel kli that has Muktzah inside of it? V'hatnan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah, no tel adam b'no, v'evan b'yado, a person is allowed to carry his child who even when the child is carrying a rock, o kalkalova evan betocha, or a basket that has a rock inside of it, v'amar rabba rabbechanam rabbi yochanan bekalkalam alei aperus haskinan, that's only if the basket is a basel davras or ula davra mutter, that there are mutter things in the basket as well, like peros taima dispaperi halas paperi lo, which makes it sound like if the only thing in the basket is a rock, then it's going to be aser because the basket itself becomes a basel davra aser, and therefore it should similarly be usher to carry a shovel that has ashes in it. So Rabbi Yassi responds to Rabbi Zeira. First he's ishtomim kshachada, he's stunned and he's quiet and he doesn't know what to respond. And then va'amar, and then he responds finally and he says, hachanami de'ispa kratin, maybe when we're talking about carrying the shovel that has the ashes, there are also some unburned levona that remains and therefore that's not muktzah. So the shovel itself is a basis l'davar aser. Wait, little granules of Lavona in the house of Rebbe, who was a Nasi and was an Ashir, have no chashivos. There would be no need for such small items. And since there is no chashivos, it's as if it's not there, and therefore the shovel should be considered a basis of davra aser, and not a basis of davra aser ula davra mutter. So Gemara tries to be miyashiv the kasha. V'chi tema chazulani. And maybe you're going to say, no, you can't discount the granules of Lavona, because granted, Rebbe has no use for them, but they're ro'i for anim, and since they're ro'i for anim, this item, the shovel, is a basis of davra aser ula davra mutter. No, Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, as far as Tumah is concerned, big day aniyim la aniyim, big day ashirim la ashirim, avada aniyim la ashirim lo. If you have swaths of cloth that are small, that are only 3x3 etzba'os, or they're made in a way that only an ani would use them as a patch or something, so they're mekabel Tumah only for aniyim, but begadim that are larger than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that are made from fine threads are mekabel tumah for ashirim as well. So, but big day aniyim are not mekabel tumah for ashirim. So, it is dependent. It is subjective to the person. So, just like when it comes to kabbalas tumah, it's subjective to the person. When it comes to whether levona is considered a davar amutter, it's subjective to the person. Whether the person has any value, finds any value in that levona. So, Abaye says Ella Amar Abaye. Abaye says the reason Rebbe was matir to be metalta the machta that has ashes in it is because the ashes were disgusting to him. Mididhava graf shel rei. It's like a kli that's full of tzawa, that's full of excrement, which is disgusting, that even though in a chinami it's muktzah, you're allowed to take it out, just like you're allowed to take out the garbage on Shabbos, even though most of the stuff in the garbage is muktzah, or even if all the stuff in the garbage is muktzah, because it's disgusting. You need to remove it from your house. You're embarrassed to have company over while you have overflowing garbage in your house. So Rava rejects Abaye's answer. Amar Rava shtei tshuvos b'davar. First, two reasons. First of all, it's hard to say that ashes are ma'us, that they're so disgusting that you're allowed to carry, that you're allowed to move the shovel that they're in because it's disgusting. They're not really disgusting. Furthermore, graf shel rei, the reason you're allowed to empty out the toilet is because it's uncovered, so it's disgusting to leave in your house. But the ashes that are in the shovel are covered, so they're real, even if they were disgusting, it's not disgusting to leave it around. So Ella Marava, Rava explains the reason that you're allowed to move this shovel is ki avinan bei Rav Nachman. When we were in Rav Nachman's house, have metaltalinan kenuga. We used to be metaltal on Shabbos a certain copper kli that he would bring. burning coals to warm himself up with. Agav kitma, and we carried it together with the ashes that were inside of it, that he already had a machshav on it from Erev Shabbos to use it on Shabbos to cover saliva or tzoa with those ashes. Even though on that kanuna there were also broken pieces of wood that were not roy for any sort of use at all. So this kalkala shel peros that has a rock inside of it that's mutter to be metaltel, and they were they even were matir to be metaltel the machta ba'afara in Rebbe's house. When we said that they were matir, was talking about where they planned already mibod yom to use that afer, and the afer is therefore not muktzah. Meaning, the way Rava explains it is your whole assumption is based on a false premise. Our whole kasha was, why are you allowed to be metaltel a shovel full of afer? The afer is muktzah, and therefore this shovel is a basel davar asur. Who says the afer is muksa? Maybe the afer was designated for use on Shabbos, and that's why it allowed to be metaltel. So unlike how Abaye wanted to answer that it's a basel davrasur ulu davramutra on account of the little pieces of unburnt lavona there, Rava says no, it's on account of the afer itself that it's considered to be davramutra. So the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman's heter to be metaltel this kanuna because of the ashes. Meisve v'shavin shem yesh v'shivre psila shasul etal. Didn't we learn that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who disagree about being metaltel in Ner Yashan, they both agree that if the Ner Yashan has broken pieces of wick, that you're not allowed to be metaltel in there because it's a basel sedavra aser. So that's a kashan of Nachman. How does he allow you to carry the kanuna with the shivrei etzim that are muksa inside of it because of the ashes that are mutter that are inside of it? Even by Ner also, there are leftover pieces of shemen that are not muksa and nevertheless sussed to be metaltel because of the broken pieces of wick. Some rabbi begalilashan. That brisa was taught by the Anshe Galil where they didn't have too many big day pishtan, and because of that, the broken pieces of wick were made from pishtan, were very choshuv, much more than the shemen that was in the ner. And therefore, it's considered to be a basis only for that and not for the shemen, because the much more valuable thing was the davra aser. But in other places where those wicks are not considered so choshuv, so then the ner would be considered a basis davra aser ula davra mutzer. So you see something here's something very important also, that in order to be a basis the davra aser ula davra mutzer, the davra mutzer has to be worth as much as the Davra Aser. If the Davra Aser is worth more than the Davra Mutter, then it will not serve as a proper basis. Now the Gemara had mentioned a daf ago, on daf mem vav mem aleph, two psakim in the name of Rebbe, one of them as far as muksa in a ner, and one of them as far as whether you have to be choshesh for a tiltel menorah because it might come apart and you'll have to put it back together and you'll violate bona b'shabbos. So first the Gemara explained the issue of muksa. Now the Gemara is going to go to the other issue of binyan b'kelim, of putting back together this menorah where the issue of tiltel menorah has come from. So it says the Gemara, Levi bar Shmuel kashkinu l'Rabbi Abba l'Rav Huna bar Chiya. Levi bar Shmuel happened to run into Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna bar Chiya. Davukaimia pischa debe Rav Huna. They were standing by the doorway of Rav Huna. Amr l'hus, Levi bar Shmuel said to them, Mahu lahachzir mita shel tarsiyim. Is it mutter to reattach a bed made of the people who are coppersmiths, and they would go from one city to another to do their work, and they would take with them this mita that would be taken apart in pieces, and then you could put it back together. So are they allowed to do that on Shabbos? Are you allowed to carry it on Shabbos, right? Are you allowed to reattach it on Shabbos? So Amalei, Shabbos Dami, they said, yeah, sure, it's mutter, because when you attach the different parts of the mita, that's not a violation of anything. So also the Kameid Rav Yehuda, Levi Bar Shmuel came to Rav Yehuda, and he asked him whether you're allowed to put together this mita shel tarsiyim. So Amalei, Harav Shmuel Dami Tavai, Rav Shmuel both said, a machzer mita shel tarsiyim b'Shabbos, chayv chatos. If a person is machzer mita shel tarsiyim on Shabbos, he's chayv a karban chatos. By putting together these different pieces, it's a tikkun of the mita, and he's chayv for makabe patish. And since if he's mechaber it by attaching it really well, he's chayv chatos. So it should at least be asur midrabanan to attach it in a shvach way, in a way that's not really attached so well, because at least we should make a gzeira that you might come to attach it very well. So the Gemara brings a raya to Rav Shmuel that if you attach it really well, you're going to be chayv chatos. So the Gemara asks, asks on Rabbi Abba and Ravuna, says in the Braisa, Machsir Kine Menorah, a person who reattaches the branches of a menorah that come off into many pieces. And B'Shabbos, he does it on Shabbos, he reattaches them and he makes them really connected well. Chayav Chatos! Kona Sayodin, but if there's a something that's made out of different pieces and you attach some sort of rag at the end that you soak in sid and you tar the house with it and so lo yachsir, so if it comes apart, you're not supposed to put it back together. V'im hichsir potter, but if you do put it back together, since it's not really fully well attached, it's pater of loss. It's only asr midrabanan. Rabbi Simai adds another din, keren agula, a certain type of musical instrument that's made with holes, and you put the you put chalilim in it, and when the wind blows through it, it has a lot of different types. It sounds like a flute or something like that, or a trumpet. So if you stuff up these holes on Shabbos, chayiv, you're chayiv chatos, because you would attach it really well. You'd stuff it up very well. But kerem pshuta, but if it's a straight horn, then it's potter. Then you're going to be potter, because apparently it's not attached so well. So from the braisa, that if you machzir kana menorah on Shabbos, by attaching it really well, you're chayiv chatos. So you see, and because it makes the menorah, it sounds like Rav and Shmuel, who said that if you machzir mita shel tarsiyim, by attaching it really well, you're chayiv chatos. That's a kasha on Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, who said that because we should at least ask him midrabanan when you attach it in a weakened way. So says Marno, inhu da amur ki aitana. Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, who said that you're allowed to be machzir the mita shel tarsiyim as long as you do it in a way that's not fully tightened. So they hold ki aitana. They hold like the Tana of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Tanya. Because the Braisa tells us, Milabnos Hamita, the small legs that you have of a bed that have a small base kibble, and you put them into the Ragle Hamita in order that they shouldn't sit on the ground and become rotted from the ground. So they have like these covers for the legs of the bed to protect the legs of the bed from the rotting of the dirt of the ground. The Kiros Hamita, or the other Ragle Hamita, Levachim Shel Sakivam, or a small piece of wood that you would attach to a bow, where you would put the arrow and you would pull the arrow back. So if it's not really attached, lo yachzir, you're not allowed to reattach it to where it was, even if it's not going to be attached fully. Vim hichzir patra v'lasser. But if you do reattach it, then it's patra v'lasser. Lo yitzka vim taka chayev chatas. You can't attach it really well, but if you do, you're chayev chatas if you attach it really well. Rav Shmuel Gamliel omer im hayurafoy muter. But Rav Shmuel Gamliel says even something that if you attach really well, you'd be chayev chatas. If you attach it weakly, then it's going to be mutter, not aser midrabanan. So Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna must be assuming, like Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, that we're not going to make such an iser drabanan. So the Gemara brings a maisa as far as a mita shel prakim is concerned. Bei Rav Chama, in the house of Rav Chama, have a mita galanisa. There was a mita that was made out of different parts, like a mita shel tarsiyim that we spoke about earlier. Have a mahadrila biyomatova, and they would put back its different pieces on Yom Tov. Amalei humi drabanan. And the Rava, so one of the Rabbanan said to Rava, "My daitech, why is it that you hold that it's mutter? Binyan minatzadhu, is it because you hold that it's binyan minatzad, and by making a kli with a shinoi, nihidi yisur daraisa leka, granted it may not be an isur daraisa, but yisur draban miyaika, it should still be asur midrabanan, amalei, anak Rav Shmuel Gamliel svirli, damarim hayu rafui, mutter." I hold Rav Shmuel Gamliel that even when doing it in the proper way would be an isur daraisa, doing it in a weaker way would not be even an isur draban. Abundant, it would be heter gamur, and therefore it may be that it's considered binyan min atzad in a certain sense. But nevertheless, I would hold that it is not asur midrabanan; it is mutter entirely. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis.